الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض، in the creation of earth and sky, in the rotation of the day and night, there are symptoms for those people who are intellectual. Quran Majeed Furqan Hamid is a book of guidance. But because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore it touches different topics, and we can get the signs from the Quran. For example, a person who has a scientific background, if he reads the Quran, then he will find so many signs of sciences from Quran. And then he becomes surprised that 1,400 years ago, all these texts had been told by Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there was no base of science. 1,400 years ago, even the wheel was not fabricated, even the dynamo was not made, even the paper was not made. At that time, if Quran tells us about something which is proved in the scientific age by the science, confirmed by the science, so really it is a big pleasure for a Muslim. That Quran Majeed Furqan Hamid is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the verses of Quran, these are the truths, real truths. These are the ultimate realities of the universe. So many years ago, when people were not in the scientific age, then the kuffar used to make objections on the Islamic teachings. Let me quote you a simple example to just get started to understand what I want to say. Rasulullah Sussam told in one of the ahadith that the bad person is punished in the grave, but the noise of punishment is heard by the animal and the other creation, but not by the human being. Human beings, they cannot hear it. Rest of the creation, they can. Now when they used to read this, they used to make objection. How it is possible? If the animals can listen it, why the human beings cannot listen it? So at that time, it was really difficult to make them understand why there is a difference. Now, in the scientific age, science has investigated the truth. For every human being, there is a band of frequency in which he can hear. For example, from 2000 hertz to 20,000 hertz, in between, he can hear any voice. But if the voices of the frequency below 2000 are higher than 20,000, he cannot hear it. So its example is just like the frequency of the radio, that if you set your needle on the right frequency, you can see what is in the air, you can hear it. Otherwise you will not. So similarly, to listen, every human being has a band of frequency. Now the band of frequency for the animals is much, much wider than the human being. Even in this scientific age, in some of the research laboratories, the cats and dogs, they are kept. Why? Because whenever there is an earthquake, then before the earthquake, there is always a big sound coming from the earth, which human being cannot understand. It's in much higher frequency. But the animals, they can understand it. And then they act in certain way that the scientists, they can understand that after some time there is going to be an earthquake. And it happens. So people have confirmed that the listening of the animals is much wider band than the human beings. Nowadays, a small instrument has been made. This is for the mouse. You know, when there are wheat go down and maize go down, then the mouse, they come in and they destroy the commodity, whatever it is. Now the growers, the owners, they are sometimes very upset. Now they want to get rid of these mouse. But how? In the previous age, they used to keep some medicine, some tablets. But nowadays, it's a very simple method. A small electronic instrument has been made, and this instrument generates sound at a frequency that the mouse feels as if someone is beating drum in the ear of the mouse. It's so out, so high. So they cannot stay in the godown. As soon as the instrument is put on, they just leave the godown. They go away. And the name of the instrument is Bye-Bye-Rat. Bye-Bye-Rat. So wherever you put this instrument on, the rats, they run away. But the person, he is standing near that instrument, but he is not listening it. Now, with our own ears, we cannot listen. Whereas, the rat cannot stand there. So it means that the science has proved that a sound can be generated which a rat cannot bear. He has to leave the place. Whereas the human being, he cannot listen it. Similarly, the punishment in the grave will be done at a frequency which the human being cannot feel and rest of the animal, they can feel. So now it's very easy to understand. This was just a simple example to make you understand. Now I am going to discuss three verses from the Quran. The first verse is that it has been mentioned that there are different animals, for example, horse, donkey, camel. So they were used at the time of Rasulullah as a ride. People used to ride them, and these were the common rides at that time. Now at that time, if someone used to think that in coming future, what rides will be, so he could have thought about some other animal, which will be similar to the camel or to the horse. Anyone similar to the existing one. So Quran discusses that these are for your rides, والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها ودونا. You keep them and then you ride them. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Now these are special words in Quran, that the Quran has mentioned all those animals who were used as a ride, and then at the end it has been told وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we are creating and we will go on creating rides which you do not know. So 1400 years ago it is being mentioned that we are creating and we will go on creating the rides for you which you do not know. And at this time, now you can see that the time of camels and horses has gone away. Now we ride on the car, on the buses, four-wheel drive. So sophisticated, so comfortably made, and we can have our journey with comfort. And then aeroplanes. You have the flight from this place, and within next 20-25 hours you can be on the other end of the world. The ride going with such a speed. And now even the scientists, they want to go ahead of that. They want to make safe buses. Why? Because the aeroplane, it can fly with the speed of 800 miles per hour. If it goes at a higher speed, then the friction of air is so much that the temperature of the body can go very high, raise very high. So there is a limitation. So they cannot go beyond that. Then what to be done? People want to travel even faster than that. Now the scientists are thinking this, they are thinking that okay, we should have a space shuttle. And then it will take off from one place and directly go in the space. And because in the space there is no resistance at all, and there is no weight, so any person can travel at any speed, maybe thousands of miles per hour. So it will travel within minutes on the other end of the world and then it will just land. So the total time taken will be the time when it will take the start and then what it, when it will land. So in coming time, only in few hours, a person will be able to go from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So the whole world will become a global village. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And we will go on creating which even you do not know. So this address is not only for the Sahaba. For them, the cars, the buses, the aeroplanes, they could not know at that time. And even, it is same for us. And some other rides will be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even we do not know at this scientific age. So this verse tells us that this cannot be the word of a human being. It is the word of the creator of the universe who can say exact thing what is going to happen in the future. So we have to think upon that. Then second verse from Quran, that on the day of judgment, the deeds of the kuffar will be presented, but they will have no weight. Now 1400 years ago, the kuffar used to make objection. Why? The deeds of the Muslim will have weight, and the deeds of the kuffar will not have any weight. Why? Deeds are deeds, they are everywhere. If a kafir has made some good deed, it should have weight. But no, science has explained it, that the weight is equal to mass multiplied by the gravity. Now gravity is the force of attraction with which the earth attracts something towards itself. So W becomes equal to M multiplied by G. So M is the mass. If G will vary, then the weight can vary. For example, if there is a person, then on earth, because the gravitational force is different, so his weight may be 80 kg. But if he goes to the Mars, there the force of attraction will be many times more. So maybe his weight at that place will be in hundreds of kg. Same person, if he goes on the moon, his weight will be maybe 30 or 40 kg. Why? The force of attraction is changing and his weight is changed. And the same person, if he goes in the space, because the gravitational force is zero, so whatever mass he will have, his weight will be zero at most. So what we say that this gravitational force is love in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his banda, his obedient servant. Because the kuffar do not have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't even accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe. They don't have belief. So that's why their gravitational force is zero. So whatever good deeds they will make, even they can have a mass up to the mountain. But on the day of judgment, when it will be multiplied with the zero gravitational force, then what will be the end result? Anything multiplied with zero is going to be zero. So science has proved, yes, on the day of judgment, the amal of kuffar will be presented, but they will have no will. In Quran, 1400 years ago has been told, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. On the day of judgment, they will have no weight at all. Third verse from Quran. That up to now, science has believed in the Darwin theory, in the theory of evolution, survival of the fittest, law of natural selection. And they say that the human being was created with the evolution process through chimpanzee, being the grandfather of the human being. But this was believed by the scientists. What Muslims believe? We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly created us. And now the genetic engineering, it has now opened the secret. Why? Because if you go by the Darwin theory, then it means there were billions and billions of species on the earth, and then slowly, slowly, with the passage of time, they were changed from one form to the other form. One form to the other form. Until there are now millions of people, human beings in the earth. But no, science tells us that the creation process was created by one person. And who was that? Cannot be a woman. Whereas, if we think, we feel that the birth of human being should be started from the mother. This is what our brain tells us. But science tells us no. It was not a woman. It was a man who was the first one to be created. And from that man, woman was created. Genetic engineering has proved it. A male person has chromosome and the woman has chromosome. Now, the chromosome of the male, they are XY. The chromosome of the woman, they are XX. Now, from XX, XY cannot be created. Impossible. If there was not any woman in the face of earth, in the first place, male could never be created from the woman. Because the chromosome of the woman is only XX. But the man has XY chromosome. It means a male was on the first place, and from XY, then the woman was created, and she had XX. Now from these two, when they mated with each other, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the male and the female, and there are hundreds and thousands of human beings on the face of the earth.
1400 years ago. What is the verse of Quran? Just listen it, go to your home and see what are the meanings of that verse and then think upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Ya ayyuhanna suttaku rabbakum alladhi khalakakum min nafsin wahida, who created you from one person. Wa khalaka minha zawjaha, and he created his mate from him. Subhanallah. Wa basta minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa, and then from these two, then he created so many human beings and they separated on the face of this earth. Subhanallah. Really, Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read the Quran with concentration and then try to understand the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.